Vayter in Shasper and Daf Samach Zayin, picking it up by a brand new Mishnah. General rule is a Bas Yisrael is not allowed to have Truma, but she has a Kohen, she's allowed to have Truma. But what happens if a Kohen dies? So if they have no children, she's not allowed to have Truma anymore. If they do have children, she can continue. Question is, what happens if she has children and she's pregnant, or if she's just pregnant? Then we're going to see all these different cases. Let's begin. So, Zakta Mishnah. Bas Yisrael, she is a Kohen. Never Bas Yisrael, she's married to a Kohen. Umes. And then she ends up, the Kohen dies. V'nichem Uberes leaves her that she is pregnant, but she has other children as well. Lo yochlu avadeha betruma, the avadim of Avditzon Barzel, that really were in the possession of the Kohen who had now died, they can't go ahead and have truma anymore. M'pnei chelko shel Uber, because of the fact that when the Kohen dies, the husband dies, he leaves of Yerusha of these Tzon Barzel avadim to his children, and so his children are alive, and a child that's in utero, and therefore you can't go ahead and have it, and they're not allowed to eat truma anymore. Shel Uber posel, because the Uber now passels ve'ino meichel, doesn't allow to actually eat. Rashi explains, and then we'll finish. Well, let me finish off, then I'll read Rashi. This is the words of Rabbi Yossi. The Chacham said back to him, now that you just told this case of a Bas Yisrael that marries a Kohen, why should it be any different? Af Bas Kohen LeKohen, that should be the same din. And then dies. It should really be the same din. Now, Rashi explains that this discussion over here, as per why it is that when she's pregnant that they're not allowed to eat, is dependent on one of two things. And actually, we're going to see in the Gemara right now what that is. Let's just jump in. This is Gemara. Ibai Lahu, time of Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi why he says that when the Bas Yisrael is pregnant, that now she's going to stop the avodim, which are tzon barzel, from eating? So we have one of two reasons. Mishum to kasavar, is it? Mishum to kasavar, uber bebe zara zar. Who is it? Because we say that an uber, a fetus that's in the stomach, at the time it's in the stomach of a zar, is considered like a zar, even though when he's born he become a kohen, but right now he's a zar, and he's a chelik in the eved, which is stone barzel, therefore it belongs to a zayah, can't have truma. Although the reason is yolud ma'achil, only if it's a born baby, then it can go and feed. Sheinu yolud, if it's not born yet, then ain't a ma'achil, sign up to go and feed. L'mayin afkim yanas gemar, who cares? Either way, he can't eat. The answer is la'uber b'me'ei kohenes, if it's a... let's say this woman was not a Bas Yisrael, but she was a Bas Kohen. So in such a case like that, then now she's considered a Kohen. If she's considered a Kohen, then the Eved should be able to eat at that stage. So my, which one is it? We have Machlokas. I'm a Rabbi. Hainu time of Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi says the reason Rabbi Yossi is that the Kasavra Uber Meizara Zarhu. It's kind of like a Zar, and therefore he can't feed him. Rabbi Yossi, Amar Yalud Ma'achil. Shein Yalud Eino Ma'achil. Frankly, Gemara, the second one now here. Meisve. Amar the Rabbi Yossi. Amar This is a very similar to our Mishnah, but now it's a gastic in question form as opposed to like a straight out point. Now that you went ahead and you told us about the case of a Bas Yisrael to a Kohen, so the same din shall apply with a Bas Kohen to a Kohen. Right? Why should that be different? Mahu, what would be that din? Amr Lahem, it says from Zu Shamati Vzu Lo Shamati. He said, this one I heard to Aser, Vzu Lo Shamati to Aser. So I only heard to Aser that the Uber is going to Aser the Eved from eating is only in the one that I told you about. But the case of a Kohen in the Kohenis, a Bas Kohen who marries, Zulo Shemati Ta'aser, didn't hear the Ta'aser's Rashi, says, Le'iser Eloliter, it should be the Tumutar. So now, Iyamar Bishlama, that Uber B'mei Zara Zar, who, if you want to say that's considered like a Zar, Hainu Taka Amrle, Zulo Shemati, Zulo Shemati. Because you have a case where it's going to be Mutar, and one case where it's going to be Aser. Meaning, if it's a Bas Kohen, then it's going to be Mutter. And if it's not a Bas Kohen, then it's going to be Aser. Ela Yom, Yolud Machil, Shein Yolud Eim Machil, that either way, it's, if it's not born yet, then it's not going to give to eat. And my Zu Shamati Vizu Lo Shamati. What does that mean to say? This one I heard that it should be Aser, and this one I heard that it shouldn't be Aser. Ihi, he. Both of them are going to be the same din, and it's going to be Aser. So how are you going to deal with in that case? It's Gemara Kasha, good Kasha, to knock me off, like we've seen many times in Shas, but it's good Kasha, and we move forward. So Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel. Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi. Now, it's an interesting way he's saying that. Does he hold like him or he doesn't hold like him? That the Gemara is going to say. But Zu Divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rashi says, L'Shmuel, the Uber Islei Zechia. That he holds that when it says Amar Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, that the Uber has some sort of Zechia in this, and that's why they're going to mess up the fact that the woman's pregnant with a baby. That baby is going to mess up the Eved, even though it's inside the womb. Av Chamam, they say, nah, Yesh Lo Banam, if she has children, Ochlam Mishum Banam, they eat because of the children. Ein Lo Banam, if she doesn't have any children, Ochlam Mishum Achim. Ein Lo Achim, he has no brothers, then Ochlam Mishum Mishpacha Kula. Because Rashi points out, Ein Echad Mi Yisrael, she Ein Lo Yorshin. There's no way that a person who's a Yid, unless he just converted. That's the only case, right? But a yid is not going to have any yorshim. Because manchelo no lada uber, and even if she's pregnant during all these type of circumstances, if the baby isn't born yet, then shalom kozman shalom nolada uber zocha karov yerushas kohen v'ochem beginu. So the uber doesn't really have any impact over here in any way, shape, or form. That is the chachamim. Zok the Gemara, zu velo sfirle. Is it mean to say when he says Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel that zu de Rabbi Yossi, he's saying he doesn't hold like him? Ha'amar le Shmuel Rav Chana Bagadata. But we know that this fellow said, what's Bagadata? Rashi says either he's a Balagada, he's an expert in Agada, or it means that he's from a place called Baghdad. So he comes and he says, Puk Aisi Li Be'asar, go bring in 10 people, De'ema L'chaban Paya, I'll say this in front of them, in their face. In other words, you'll see it, Ha'mazaka L'Uber Kana. That if someone goes in, they want to be Mazaka, give over something to an Uber, even though it's not born yet, it is Kana. So it does work. Ella zu v'sirle. What he meant to is that this is what he holds, and I hold like him. So, my kamashmelon, what are you coming to tell me? The pligi rabbanon aleha, the Rabbi Yossi. You coming alei the Rabbi Yossi? Saying the rabbanon are arguing with Rabbi Yossi. In fact, the Gemara, is that really true though? Omi pligi, do they really argue? Are they really arguing with one another? V'ha'amar, the Bach changes too. V'ha'amar of Zaka. Rav Zaka says zu edus heid Rav Yossi mipi Shmai Rav Talion. This is an edus he said in the name of Shmai Rav Talion. V'hodulo, and the Chachamim were moded to it. So it sounds like they're not even having a machlokas. No, Amar Vashi, Mika Tani Vikiablu, they're Makablet? No, Vahodu Lo Katani. All it says is Vahodu Lo. The Mistaber time of their reasoning makes sense. They just don't pass them like him. It's a machlokas. Tana Rabbanan, Nefrak the Gemara, Zak the Gemara, Hiniach Banim, Elu Ve'elu Ochlem. Let's say she leaves the Kohen, dies, but there's children there, there's sons that are over there, then Elu Ve'elu Ochlem, both of them are able to eat. Nuchsi, whether it's Malug or Nuchsi Tzon Barzel. As Rashi explains very clearly, Elu ve'elu avdei malug ve'avdei tzon barzel. Ochlim, they're both eat. Avdei malug ochlim b'shvila because of her. She ocheles b'shvil b'nei. She eats because of her children. Ve'avdei tzon barzel ochlim b'shvil b'nei because of the children that are over there, the boys that are there, and they're yorishim, therefore they eat. Hinichem uberes, let's say she left her and she was pregnant. This first case, sorry, that we just said of Inich, but I'm talking about whether she wasn't pregnant. What happens if Inich Meoberes? If she leaves her and she's pregnant and there are no kids over there, Elu ve'elu enoch, and both of them can't eat, right? She, Malok can't eat because she can't eat because there's no children over there. And the Tzon Barzel can't eat because if there's a baby over here, because there's no Yorshim to be able to allow it to go ahead and to eat. Right? Okay. Hiniach banim v'hiniach meoberes. What happens if she's left over children and left over pregnant? Avde malog ochlin kedef shiocheles. That's fine, normal. Avde Tzon Barzel, lo yochlu. They don't eat, says the Tanakhama. I think. No, sorry, says Rabbi Yossi. Mipnei chelko shel uber. Shel uber posel ve'eno maichel. Divrei Rabbi Yossi. So in such a case over here, that if they leave over children and there is also a fetus, Tzon Barzel can't eat, and that's because of the chelik of the uber and is not born yet. Uber posels and eino maichel is not allowed to eat. Divrei Rabbi Yossi is like Rabbi Yossi. Okay, now we're going to teach another other more ideas about this idea. The Brisa says Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Omer Mishom Aviv, Habas Ma'acheles. We're going to say it seems to be a strange statement, which we're going to see on Amud Beis. Habas Ma'acheles, the daughter allows other to eat, while Haben eino maichel, he doesn't give over to eat. Okay, leave that for now. Put it on the back burner. We'll open it up on Amud Beis. Rabbi Shimon Bechai, Omer, he says, Zecharim, if there are boys that come out, then yochlu. Then they're allowed to go ahead and they can eat. The Tzon Barzel ones are allowed to eat. Kula nikevos, if all of them are nikevos. Well, first let's understand the difference of the statement he just said is, Rashi points out that im yesh zacher babanim, if they're boys in the kids, then ochem ha'avadam bishvilo, they can eat because of him. V'lo chashin lechelko shel uber, we don't care about the one of the uber. The shama nikevi, because maybe it's in a keva, and ve'ein la chelik b'makom ben, it's no chelik if there's a ben, there's a son. V'intim salom zacher, and if you want to say that as a boy, shama tapil, maybe it's going to be a miscarriage. Yodas mechses the charim and mechses the kibbutz. It's a 50-50 chance, boy or girl. Veishma pilo samach miyuta. And the those that have miscarriages. So samach miyuta the mapilos lemechsa the nekevos havos zecharim aruuyim liaris miyuta. It comes out if you put them together, the boys versus the girls, the boys end up being less normal. They become more of the miyut because it's 50%, but then it goes down because of the. Maybe it's going to be a miscarriage, and therefore, so we're going to see right now. So, like, let's take a step back again. Sorry, if there are boys over there, they can eat. Kula nikevas of all of them are nikevas lo yuchol, you can't eat because shami yimase uber zacher. Maybe it's going to be a zacher. Vein labanos b'makom ben klum, and the girls get nothing if there is a boy over there. So now we break down a little bit what's going on over there. My area shami yimase uber zacher. What does that mean? That maybe it's going to be a zacher. This is that second thing that he just said. What does that mean? Tape a clay that it kevin ami puzzle. Why don't we just learn out that it, maybe it's a nikevan that's also going to puzzle? Says Rashi, the last Rashi, tape a clay di nami havi nikeva pasla. Even if it's a girl, it should be pasla. You know why? The kevin chikolos and shilufan. If all they have is girls, and now there's one girl that they're pregnant with, then yeshle uber chilek mehena filu in a keva. The uber has a chilek, even if it's in a keva. It would just be boys left over, and there's a boy in the womb. So then we say, we don't care about that boy in the womb. He doesn't have a chilek in this. He has no zchus in this, and therefore they continue eating. But if it's in a keva, if it's just a kevah left over, then we said if it's a boy, then maybe it's going to be a boy, and then therefore it's going to apostle. But even if it's in a kevah, it's going to apostle also if there's no boys over there. Why don't you say that? Saying both of those things, this and that. Chad the kevah nami pasla. First of all, we're going to say that the Tzom Barzal aren't going to be able to do it because of the girls. And va'od shema yematze uber zacher. Maybe the fetus is going to be a male. Ve'in labanus makom ben klum. They get nothing if there's a male over there. And now we spell out what Rashi had already said. Zacharim yochlu, if there's zacharim, then they can eat, right? What about the fact that Eber? Aye, but there's an Uber. There's a baby there. So why does that mess it up? But Kasavar, beep, turn the page. Ain choshesh in the miuta. Answer is because we know that he holds that we are not choshesh for the miut. Right, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, we don't care about the miut over here. What does that mean again? The miut, like Rashi explained already, 50-50, it's going to be zachar nekeva, and even if it's a zachar, maybe it's going to be a miscarriage, and therefore we're not worried for such a thing, and we don't care about that, and therefore they could eat. Another pshat, we boy seima, the olam kusav echoshin muta, really mi orcheshesh muta. So why are you allowed to eat? Davdin ole tekanta, because it's a way of fixing this up to make sure that there's not an issue here. What does that mean? What that means is that they take all the property the father left over these slaves, and a house, and a car, and a boat, and cups, and guitars, and on all that kind of stuff. And therefore, what they do is they tally up how much everything is worth, and they split it up in a way that the Uber will get something, but it won't be any of the Avadim over here. And that, therefore, it doesn't mess anything up. Let's say these kids, you have a bunch of kids that they're orphans, but they're ketanim. And then when they go ahead and they want to split up the assets of their father, says Rashi, we're talking about here, ketanim shebo lachlok again. What they do is give an apotropos, a guardian, to each one of them. And then they go and they decide, they split up, each one getting a particular chelik. So you see, could do such a thing. When they get older, then they can be moche and they can have a recount. Rav Nachman Didelmer, he himself, not in the English one, but he himself says, nope, what koch does Beis Din have? It sounds like he didn't give him any koch over here. But the point is, nonetheless, in either event, we seem to say that this works, at least until they get older, or even when they do get older. So they do the same thing over here as well, and that's why it's not a problem if there's over here according to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Nachman Tanoi. So what do you want to say then? Then this is a machlokes, whether or not this idea of Rav Nachman's concept really is true or not, because Rav Shimon would be maskim to it, then the Tanakhama would say it's not okay, and that's why the Uber is going to mess it up. Everyone knows Rav Nachman. Here the machlokes is whether they're choshesh for the miut or not. In other words, if you didn't go ahead and actually split up the property, what would you then say? And now Rav Shimon Bar Yochai would say, we're not choshesh for the miut, and therefore we split it up, we don't care about the Eber. And the Chum say, we are choshesh for the miut, and therefore we do care about the Eber, and therefore it's going to be usher. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi Yomer Mishamaviv. Now we go back to the same we said earlier, and now we're going to break it down. Habas Meichel. The daughter lets others have truma. Haben Eno Meichel, but the son doesn't. Maishna Ben Delo Meichel. What's a pshat that you want to say that the ben, sorry, mashna ben, delo meichel, why do you say that the son, he doesn't go ahead and allow the avadim to go and to eat if there is a pregnant baby, if there's a pregnancy here? Mishum chalkol shober, because of the chilek of the uber. That's what you want to say? Mas nami lotach mepnei chalkol shober. Even a daughter should be able to do it because of the chilek of the uber. So why is there a difference? Amar Abaye, no, let's explain what we're talking about here. We're talking about a particular case over here. First, let me explain what's going on, then we'll read it inside. We know that the sons are the only ones that are yorish. That's what happens. The daughters, they're not yorish. And the sons, they're the ones who do it, and then they're meant to go ahead and support the daughters until they become older, until they get married. That's a midoraisa, the son's the one that gets it. But midorabanan, what they said is, let's say this father was a poor guy, and he only left over a very little amount. What we do is we give that to the girls, and the boys are chozal psachim, they go and they go beg for money to be able to survive. The girls aren't able to do that. So for the boys, go and do that. So this is what the Gemara says. That's the case we're talking about. I'm Rabbi Hacha b'kinas b'nechasim u'atam askinan. U'kigon de'ika ben b'hadibas. And what that means is, when we say that there's a daughter, we're talking about over here, that the daughter can do it, that means the daughter that comes along with that son. Now the daughter, in such a case, she gets the stuff, it comes to her. And manavshach. So the Gemara now says, ihai de me'abra ben hu, if it turns out that this manavshach of this pregnancy, this pregnant woman, ends up having a son, and lo adav mehai dekai, is no different than the one that's around. The one that's even alive doesn't have a chelik in it, because we give it over midarbanan to the daughter. So the one that's not around certainly doesn't have a chelik in it. I bashi, and if it's a daughter, then amai achla. Why should it be that she gets anything? She gets the betakata derabanan, because of the takana of the rabanan. And kamed l'nafak avir olam, lo tekin rabanan. The rabanan didn't make the takana for the baby that didn't yet come into the world. So if it's a boy, same as this boy, it doesn't impact them. If it's a girl, we don't care about that girl right now because she didn't come into the world. In fact, the Gemara, Bumaya Kimta, so what did you set it up right now? What are you saying? You're saying that we're saying that these avadim are led into the truma in the case where there's a daughter. We're dealing with the case when there's only a little bit of nechasim there. Ema Seifa, what about the end of the Braisa, which seems to say, well, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says that if all the kids are girls, then they're not allowed to eat. You know why? Because Shami Yomatzei Ober Zachar. Maybe the baby's going to be a Zachar. Ve'in Labanas Makam Ben Klum. And the girls have nothing in that case. Adarab, what do you mean? Nuchasim U'atim Dabanas Ninhu. In the case of Nuchasim U'atim, it belongs to the Banas. It belongs to the Banas. And what do we care if there's a boy there? What does it make a difference? Says Gemara, good question. And the answer to that is Seifa Asa Nuchasim Merubin. The Seifa is dealing a case where the Nuchasim are Merubin. They're plentiful. He left over tons of stuff. And therefore, we never put this Takana in the first place. And that's why they're not allowed to eat based off them. In fact, do you mean to tell me that the boys have no shaykhis to it when there's just a little bit left over? The banos didn't know that really totally theirs, that they're able to do this and now they can eat because of that? The avadim nechse, some bars can eat? Let's say these yisomim, these boys, they jumped up and they went in and they sold it. Before they had a chance, you know, to split it up, they jumped up and they actually sold it. That which they sold is sold. Says Rashi, v'kevin del inyan mechir b'shusayu kami, since according to the, in reference to mechir of sales, it's in their rishos, then kami heichi achli, then how could it be then they can go and they can eat? They still have some level of ownership here. Ve'ela, so says Gemara, a new answer over here. We explain a little differently. What does the word bas mean? Ve'ela mai bas, the katani, which is the bas feeds and the ben doesn't feed. Bas means a bas, aim. It's talking about the mother over here. It's talking about the kid. It's talking about the mother. Meaning a bas yisrael. If the mother was the bas yisrael, then the mulug can eat truma. Right? So then when it says the ben, what that means, it's talking about the tzon barzal of them. They don't eat truma because of the baby. It says Gemara, yihachi, that's really true. Haini Rabbi Yossi, that's exactly what Rabbi Yossi said. It says Gemara, inichinami, kula Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi katani la. All of this is Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Bam, period, next Mishnah. We're going to read through the next Mishnah, Be'ez Hashem. Take it down to, hopefully, turn the page. I just want to just give you a little understanding that the Gemara is going to break down all these particular cases. Ha'uber, v'ha'yavam, v'ha'yam, v'ha'irisin, v'ha'charesh, u'ben teishashanam, v'yom echad, poslin, v'loma achilin. Right, that means we're going to see exactly what instances, but it means to say it's going to passel on one angle, vein machil on the other angle. So it doesn't help you. It kind of... Yeah, it kind of messes you over on both sides, as we're going to see. You have all these cases. And v'lom achilin. Safek shehu ben teisha shana v'yom echad, safek she'eno. If it's over mesupik, whether or not this kid who ends up getting married is considered ben teisha shana or not. Now the Gemara again, and some ches is going to explain exactly what this means. Rashi says that, well, anyway, ben teisha shana is already a... not here, it doesn't say, but it is a ra'oi labia. So if it's a suffix, whether it is or isn't, suffix heavy shti cyrus, a suffix shalavi, or a 13-year-old boy, and it's a suffix if you had two cyrus, it doesn't have two cyrus, nafala, then in both instances of those cases, we're going to passel if it's a bas kohen that marries or has a relationship with these type of circumstances. Nafal abayis alava al bas achiv. Let's say if Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven marries Shimon's daughter. Right? Way back to the base. Reuven marries his niece. And what happens there in their house, and then there's like a collapse, and the building collapses, and they end up dying. But we're not sure who died first. So if it turns out that she died first, and let's say there's another, let's say it's Reuven is married to Dina, his niece, and there's another woman, a Sarah named Shaniqua. So what happens if she died first? So then... there's Yibam that happens with Shanika and Shimon. But if he died first and there's no Yibam because it's an Erva and therefore she would go out with nothing, Shaniqua. So Nafal Bais, Alav Al Basachi, Ve'en Yodua, Ezemem Rishon. We don't know which one is first. So Rasachol, let's assume it's the best. You have to do Chalitza, but you can't do Yibam. Says Gemara Ha'uber. What are we talking about Uber? We hear that it messes up the mother that can't have Truma and doesn't allow her to eat Truma. Means, Ibas Kohen Li Yisraeli, if she's a Bas Kohen, that means that she was originally allowed to have Truma from her father, but then she gets married to a Yisrael, so she can't have it anymore. And then then what happens if she gets pregnant and then he ends up dying, then Pasala is going to passel her from going back to her father's house, because the Pasuk says, what, that if a Bas Kohen becomes an Almana or a Grusha, she goes back to her house, but only Kinda Urel, like she was in her Nora, which is Pratlam Uber, so excluding if she is pregnant. Ibas Yisrael Kohen, therefore she can't go back to her father's house at that stage, she can't eat Truma. And Ibas Yisrael Kohen, if it's the opposite, that the Bas Yisrael who marries a Kohen, lo maicha la, now because of the fact that she's pregnant, it doesn't allow her to yet have Truma. Why? Because Yolid Meichel, only the born can allow you to. Shana Yolid Meichel. Next one, Hayavim. The Yavim is going to mess up the Yavama from having Truma, but doesn't allow her to eat it. Which cases are we talking about? Ibas Kohen Yisrael, if it's a Bas Kohen who was originally a Truma, now she marries Yisrael, and then her husband dies, and she falls to Yibam. Then what happens? Pasala, the Yavam is going to pasal her from going back to her father, because Veshavel Beisavia Pratel Shemeres Yavam. The pasuk says she goes back to her father's house. It's excluding if it's a Shemeres Yavam. Ibas Yisrael, a coin here, and if it was a Bas Yisrael that married a coin, then she was eating Truma, and then her husband dies. Lo Maichala, she's not eating Truma now based off the fact that she is in a Shemeres Yavam, because Kenyan Kaspo, Amarechon, the pasuk says Kenyan Kaspo, only if she is considered that Kenyan for her, but it was not for the brother. Now doing Yibam, that's not the case yet. Ha kinyan da achiv hu, and this is called the kinyan achiv, so she can't eat yet. The erisin, and even the state of erisin, we know that what happens in erisin is going to pass through. She's not allowed to eat truma anymore. But it's not going to allow her to eat truma. If she was a bas kohen, we'll see. Ibas kohen li, so if it's a bas kohen, then pasala, it passes her from having her father's truma now. Beep, turn the page. Samaches, da kanya bahavoya, because it was a kinya now. By havoya, this kinya is full on. Rashi says, humash mahavoya, ifsele kidichsiv, bas kohen, kisiye leish zar. Right? So then she can have from her father's house anymore. But ubas yisrael, lekoini, and if she was a bas yisrael, then now marries a kohen, lo maichala, she's not allowed to go ahead and eat truma yet. How come? Mishum de ula, that's a gezera of ula. Rashi explains, the mesachas ksuvas perach afapi, dvar torah rusa bas yisrael ucheles, Truma. Really, midoraisa, once you do Eris in the first step, she's allowed to have Truma, even though she's Israeli, she does Truma. Dechsev, Kinyan Kaspahu, Yochalbo, then you can have it. Umatam, why over here are more Eno Cheles? Why can't she? Because Gezera, Shemi Yimzagu Lo Kos, Babay Savia, maybe he's going to go and give it to her in her father's house, and when the state of Erisin, Vatilch Vatishka Lachiel Chaus, so she's going to go and give it to her brothers and sisters, and that's not allowed to be happening over there, therefore we don't let her have it yet. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.